Joining me in the studio tonight are Dan Wyand Geisy, one of several ministers who is involved with a coalition of churches in Northside known as CAIN, C-A-I-N, and Alyssa Yancey, the co-founder and co-chair of the board of Wordplay. They are here tonight to talk about Annette's Place and their collaboration with it. And I am delighted to welcome both of you to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Let's start with Annette's Place. Dan, if I understand correctly, it's in the works. So tell us first who Annette was.
Annette was a marvelous member of our church, the First United Church of Christ, which originally was located in Northside, right at Knowlton's Corner, was there for 100 plus years. She grew up in the neighborhood. And Annette continued to live a life of just, how do I make my faith real? How do I make it connected to community? And she would do things such as education, teaching after school programs, things like that. And then when she became a part of CAIN, churches active in Northside, she would often do shopping and help people with different things. And so she got closer to just wanting to do even more. She decided to contribute financially to CAIN. And through the years, she did that. And after her death, we were surprised to learn that she left a really marvelous bequest to CAIN. And to CAIN's credit, they've used part of that bequest to purchase Annette's house, which is a facility on the grounds of CAIN, which is located right there on Hamilton Avenue in Northside, and is a big part of the community, has been doing outreach for over 25 years. And Annette's Place is going to continue that ministry right there on the avenue and look at education, connecting people with jobs, with services, food, and opportunities to connect with other neighborhood groups such as Wordplay and provide space for them. And it's all in part because of Annette's donation and bequest, but it's also been the neighborhood which has been very supportive of CAIN through the years and the churches.
I think of Northside as a thriving and eclectic community. What actual needs do you see in the community that, as you say, Annette's Place will incorporate and address?
Northside's always been a unique community. Even when First Church was there in 1855, it was a marvelous, thriving community and has gone through a lot of changes. It's unique. If you want a good tattoo, you can go to Northside. If you can go on a good dinner, you can go to Northside. A lot of variety, diversity, and challenges too. And I think CAIN has been embraced by the business community and just community members because we fill gaps for people and we connect people with opportunities and services that they may not know about. And that's where Annette's Place will house places like Wordplay and we hope other community partners and continue to make a difference in Northside.
And you'll have an actual food pantry there, I believe.
Yeah, we've had a food pantry for a number of years, and that's what CAIN is probably noted for the best, is the food pantry. It's a choice pantry in which people come and basically shop. One of the great things about CAIN, it is volunteer-led for most part. We have very little staffing costs. It's a great volunteer opportunity for people, and such as myself and members of our church, we go down there on a monthly basis oftentimes to do meals, to do the shopping, to be with people, simply to hang out. It's a great place. It's kind of a sanctuary in the middle of times when you think, where can I go and feel safe? And CAIN provides that. And Annette's Place will continue that.
So as I understand it, the structure that CAIN purchased needs renovation. And so that's in process now. And when is that expected to be completed?
Yeah, we have about 90% of the fundraising completed, which is fantastic. We're hoping, I believe, by 2018 to begin to really open the space. But we are using it already for meetings and various things like that. But the partnership with Wordplay, I think, would be finalized in 2018 and hope to have the fundraising completed so that we can do some of the renovation. We kept the building, which, again, is part of the nostalgia and the mystique of Northside, is this marvelous architecture. Part of our hope with Annette's Place was that we'd be able to purchase that house, and we were able to do that and then work it so that it can continue to be there. So, yeah, real excited about that as well.
Alyssa, I understand that you co-founded Wordplay about 5 years ago, and I understand you're collaborating with CAIN in terms of space there dedicated to your program. I looked on your website, which is really informative and interesting, and one of the stunningly disturbing statistics that came up was that in one of Cincinnati's high school classes, 75% of incoming freshmen are reading at a fourth grade level. So tell us how wordplay addresses that, who it serves. And I was particularly interested in the five elements of your program: personal development, innovative learning, community building, creative expression, and wordplay is inclusive.
So when my co-founder, Libby Hunter, who's the executive director of Wordplay, when we co-founded Wordplay 5 years ago, we were both Northside residents. I've actually lived in Northside for 25 plus years, so I've seen a lot of those neighborhood changes and seen how powerful the strength of the community is because of its inclusiveness and because it welcomes people of all backgrounds, of all faiths, of all income levels in a way that's very distinctive. And I think many of the people who choose to live in Northside do so for that very reason, because we can connect with people who are like us and people who aren't. My background is as an educator. And one of the things that has been starkly apparent in the U.S. education system in general is just the great disparities between schools, between different kinds of populations. And we see that here in Cincinnati, like we see it in many major cities and across the country, where you have amazing resources and amazing opportunities, but students who are very disconnected from them for all kinds of reasons. So at Wordplay, what we started with was the idea that there is this gap. We realized that students needed a place outside of school where they could feel safe, where they could build community, where they could gain confidence in themselves and learn to really love reading and writing again, because so many times in a very high-tech, fast-paced world, we forget how foundational those elements are. And it's very hard for students, once they have fallen behind, to catch up. So once students get to that high school level where they're 5 or 6 grades behind in terms of reading and writing, it's really, really a different kind of challenge than when you're working with kindergartners and trying to get them up to speed. So what we have decided to do as an organization is focus on students in grades K through 12 to help them build community through reading, writing, and storytelling. And in that, really find ways to fulfill their own potential, because everybody has their own path. What we have discovered is that our sort of five elements of how we approach the students and their families, it all comes down to building an inclusive community and a welcoming community. And that's why our partnership with Kane and our collaboration with our neighbors and with other organizations has always been fundamental to the Wordplay way. We know we can't solve all the problems ourselves, and we know that there are lots of other organizations out in the community who are doing really important work. So what we try to do is be a connector between our students and families and services they may need, people they may be familiar with, and people they may never have another opportunity to come into contact with. Because through those connections, that's where we build hope and possibility that spreads beyond just the kids who are in dire need, because those kids who are in dire need are wonderful young people. We have a lot to learn from them, and we have learned from them in the years since we've been founded. So we really want to showcase and highlight their strengths. And I think that our partnerships with Kane and with places like Aiken High School, where we've had a 5-year partnership that's amazing, and the impact and the progress that we've seen in the community there, thanks to their leadership and our ability to work with them, has just been very awesome. It's sort of a word we overuse, but it's very awe-inspiring, because I think we operate from the place that everybody's story is important and everybody has a right to have their story heard. And so we provide that voice. And I think we've worked with Kane since our founding. We're very neighborhood focused in terms of understanding how important it is for us to be Northsiders. I mean, that's what the sort of the Northside way. And this really gives us an opportunity to deepen that connection and to even expand possibilities for our current families, as well as new families, because Kane sees so many people walking through their doors, people who may just need food, who may need counseling services, who need job support. It's a really perfect connection with our services.
Well, I think at the most fundamental level, having one place where one has access to food and education is huge in itself. The other thing that I just loved reading your website is immediately one is impressed with the creativity. So there's a write-on, W-R-I-T-E, right, of course. I guess this was a summer program, and there's a human rights. I was interested in the Scribes program.
Oh, yes.
Because not only are kids writing, but they're speaking their truth. And you have a very special guest coming in November, former Cincinnatian, certainly, who's going to be there, talk with the kids, listen.
Well, when Nikki Giovanni comes to town, she's going to be doing a reading for the public, but the Scribes, who are basically an outgrowth of our Word Up program at Aiken that then expanded into our space in Northside, it's a group led by a wonderful teaching artist, Desiree Hosley, who has blossomed under this program that she has built based on what the students need, what the kids need, and sort of not only getting students who would never speak up and would never consider themselves poets to even share their stories or write, but then to get them performing and going out into the community. They will be at festivals around. They have a touring schedule now, which is kind of awesome in its way. And it's just such a great place for young people to feel that they can connect with one another. They have this important voice to share with the community, and they have stories that we all need to hear. And I think that Scribes is one of our signature programs, and it has grown that way because, as Wordplay does, we really listen to the people that we are trying to serve. And when we see that young people need that space, they need that opportunity, and they will be able to perform before Nikki Giovanni does her reading. So there will be an opportunity for them to mingle and get to know someone who's such a star in the literary community. And I think providing those kinds of opportunities for young people can make a tremendous difference in where they see themselves in the world.
Well, we certainly wish you all the best as you move forward with Annette's Place, Kane and Wordplay, a wonderful collaboration and a wonderful gift to the Northside neighborhood. Thanks for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
Appreciate it.
You'll find more information about Kane at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.